Blog Talk Radio.
Well, and if you miss me from singing, and you can't find me nowhere,
glory.
Come on up to glory.
Glory.
I'll be singing up there.
I'll be singing up there.
Yes, sir.
Everyone, and welcome to our morning of encouragement. I am your host, Danielle. Thank you all so much for joining us on today. If it is your first time being here with us, we welcome you and invite you to continue joining us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. We also ask that everyone invite others to join the call as well. Our Morning Words of Encouragement is a ministry of the Church of Christ at Redan Road, located in Lithonia, Georgia, where Brother Willie Bradshaw is minister. On today, our words of encouragement will be presented by Brother Patrick Matlock, and his message, of course, is Gratitude Tuesday, number 5. But before we bring him on, I'd like to apologize to everyone for the lack of encouragement this past week and for not being able to provide them on yesterday as we were having some technical difficulties. Also, not because there wasn't a want to provide on behalf of our ministers, because they are always willing, always ready, and always prepared to do so. That was just a miscommunication between myself and them in terms of performing the call in regards to the technical aspect, and I didn't share information that needed to be shared timely. So please forgive me, charge it to my head and not my heart. It will not happen again. But I do thank you all for showing up here on a daily basis as we provide these words of encouragement. We don't have any prayer requests at this time, so the next voice you hear will be that of Brother Patrick Medlock, and he will immediately follow up with our closing prayer. Brother Medlock, you are on the air.
Thank you, Danielle. I bring you greetings, everyone, from the Spring Hill Road Church of Christ in Tallahassee, Florida, where it all comes together spiritually. Danielle, I don't think you have to, after all of these years and the faithfulness that you've shown day after day after day after day, to do much apologizing. We know a lot about you, your work ethic, and your character. So just know that it's not even about where we chalk it. We know where God, how God is looking at you and your situation. So thank you just for what you continue to do every day and the good faith effort that we know that you put forth. Thank you, Brother Bradshaw, for sharing this platform with me and with others. Thank each of you that are on the Blog Talk Radio telephone lines, any of you that might be on www.blogtalkradio.com/grace-nurture, or any of you who also may be joining me via Facebook Live. We're just thankful for each and every one of you, and we do not take for granted at all your presence. And I'll echo Danielle's sentiments. Please continue to invite others to either be a part of the Facebook thrust that I do, or every day on the Blog Talk Radio Blog Task Monday through Friday, using the telephone number or the internet address. So I've been doing brief talks on gratitude, and I think probably the passage that probably oozes the most regarding the attitude of gratitude that we're encouraged to have may be Colossians chapter 3, starting with verse number 15. And let me read three verses for you. Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called in one body, and the end of the verse says, thankful. Verse 16, let the word of Christ dwell richly within you, with all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another with psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with thankfulness in your hearts to God. So that's two straight verses where it begins with something with regard to our relationship in Christ, and it ends with our being thankful. Let's see if we can do it one more time. Look at verse 17. Whatever you do, in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus. Again, with a verse that ends with giving thanks through him to God the Father. I'm not sure how you guys are going to respond to this devotional, but I'm just going to put it out there. Our lot in life as a Christian is to continue to live thankful lives. You have basically three straight imperatives that are given to us in three straight verses in Colossians, where it tells us, let the peace of God, or peace of Christ rather, rule, or it needs to serve as an umpire in our heart, basically saying we're going to choose the route, the life, the yoke of Christ. And in doing so, that's going to allow us to not only fulfill our calling in one body, but it also is going to cause us to have a attitude of gratitude, to be thankful. The Greek, if you wanted to translate it correctly, it says, keep on being thankful for the fact that the umpire in our heart is us choosing Christ over anything else. And then it talks about how that maybe another way to foster that thankfulness is by letting the words of Christ dwell richly, specifically in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. And in doing so, that is also going to stoke an attitude of gratitude in our hearts to God. And then he ends this section with, whatever you do, in word or in deed, do all in the name of the Lord. And that would be a natural offshoot of what would occur if you're already doing verse 15 and you're already doing verse 16. You've chosen Christ. You're totally acclimating yourself to the calling in the body. And then you're singing songs that are further reinforcing that attitude of gratitude to the point where everything we do should be in the name of Christ, word or deed. And in doing those things, you're still giving thanks through him for the salvation as well as for the service. So I'm wondering whether or not what you might be able to do today to continue to be thankful. Do you need to work on choosing more today, making sure that today is about Jesus and his calling for you than anything else? Maybe yesterday was Satan's day, but today needs to be the day for Christ. And then maybe, just maybe, you may need to sing more church songs. I know we like our music, but maybe we need to pick out that psalm, hymn, spiritual songs. You know, I don't know if it specifically needs to be a song of thanks. Many of us like to say, count our blessings, name them one by one. Count your many blessings, see what God has done. I don't know if that needs to be our training wheel, so to speak, as far as getting us into an attitude of gratitude through song, singing a song that specifically is about thankfulness, or just singing a song about salvation, singing a song about the sacrifice of Christ, or that encourages us, you know, yield not to temptation, whatever it might be, and sing it with thankfulness in our hearts. So you know how it goes. You start hearing a song, and you hear it long enough, it just continues to roll in your heart, in your mind. But then when he says, whatever you do, do it in the name of the Lord, essentially, by the word and by the deed, you're giving thanks to him. I'm not sure which one of those verses has blessed you more, but I do know that if indeed we can be what God would have us to be and do what have God have us to do, sing songs that God would have us to sing, even think thoughts that God would have us to think, that indeed we can keep on becoming more thankful. I'm wondering if there are others who would say, I can be more thankful. And maybe these three verses have given you a blueprint as to how we can keep on becoming thankful. I'm going to pray for Frankie's grandson, who fractured his nose and is having a procedure this morning. I'm going to pray for Sister Pam, who's Pam Williams, who's indicating that her daughter is struggling with juggling a new baby and a husband who is not a member of the church. I'm not seeing any other prayer requests online. Let us pray at this time. Father in heaven, I want to thank you for yet another opportunity that you've given us to be able to address you in your throne of grace. Father, please be with Cam. Please be with Jayla. You know what they need. You know what they need before we even ask, Father. In fact, you know more of what we need than more than what we're even asking for. So be with each of those and be with the actual intercessors, that they may be able to also have the peace of God that would allow them to be thankful for the relationship that they have in Christ, that you continue to be the way, the truth, and the life, and that we're thankful that no man can come to the Father except for through you. So, Father, help us to be able to appreciate passages like Colossians 3, appreciate ministries like this ministry that's being done through Right End Road, and just be able to appreciate the orientation that we have that understands that each and every day is a gift, and we need to treat it with an attitude of gratitude. Be with those that are sick. Be with those that are struggling financially. Be with those that are in need of whatever blessings that you have, and whether we're already in the corner of our cubicles, whether we're still in our house shoes, or whether we're in the seat of our cars, please allow it so that we can know that the one and only objective today is to give you glory and honor in everything we think, in everything we say, in everything we do. In Jesus' name we pray.